Hi, this is Steve Metz again, the curator of Lost at Sea. The next item on the audio tour is a particular favorite of mine because it provides a picture of raw, observed empirical knowledge without any theoretical model that would explain the information. The map shows, very roughly, the system of prevailing winds and currents in the North Atlantic, as mariners had observed them by the early 18th century. For the clockmaker Edward Barlow, who published this map in his book of meteorological essays, the problem with the information was that he could not explain what caused it. Winds and currents were among many physical features of the deep oceans that early modern science could not explain, but that sailors recognized from their own experiences. The ocean's tides had been frustrating European scientists since Aristotle, who, according to one legend, drowned himself because he could not explain tidal motion. Barlow's map shows that the North Atlantic current system flowed west and south from Europe into the Caribbean, which is accurate. But why? This map represents the slow, accumulating pressure of empirical observation on habits of thinking about the oceanic world. The push of lived experience was an important factor in the development of early modern science, but Barlow's example reminds us that early observers saw many more things than they could explain.